immigration raid at 7 food processing plants.
Those arrested were taken to a military hangar to be processed for immigration violations. Workers who could show they were in the country legally were allowed to leave after their vehicles were searched. The 5 companies that own the plants could be charged with knowingly hiring undocumented workers.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, 600 agents were involved in those raids. This is Fox News.
It's another day on the morning show. How are you this morning, Greg Budell?
I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
Jay Scott, how's your love life?
Well, one girl told me, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home.
Emily Hayes, what do you say to fiancé when you come home from a hard day on the radio?
Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show?
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? Rich Thomas, that was a great forecast you did a few moments ago.
Wait till I get going.
So is it time for 3 men and a lady?
Why are you asking me for? I don't know.
My bad. It's time.
And welcome back to 3 men and a lady. We are following a situation this morning with 2 parents in a dispute, gunfire at 1 elementary. No casualties. That's the good news. It's under control. Any more details? What happened? Right now,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I was just processing the new information. We get a reading from the airport about once an hour, sometimes more frequently. I'm with 81 degrees now and a heat index of 87 at 804. Wow. Heat advisory in effect today, dangerous heat, with a heat index of 105 to 108 later on. Today's actual high temperature on the thermometer, 96. There will be scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. We're going to have to watch the radar carefully. Big heat produces big storms. Some of the storms could be strong with gusty winds. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow, dangerous heat again, with the heat index 106 or higher. Scattered afternoon storms again in generous supply. In fact, I think they'll be even more numerous on Saturday. I've got the rain chance at least in the 50% range on Saturday, and more scattered storms on Sunday. And still, the relentless heat continues even through early next week. Right now this morning, with 81 degrees, I told you about the dew point of 75. Wow. It is mostly clear at 8:04.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, quick question, Rich. Yep. 804, I know we've had a lot of days where the heat index was over 100, but have we hit 100 on the thermometer?
We did one time. One day we hit 100 degrees today. So, and we didn't do that all last summer. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. Can I put in a quick plug?
Sure.
We were talking about, you remember August 2007 where it was 100 yes. degrees 15 times and yeah. 12 record highs and 106 4 times? We're going to talk about it tonight on my Weather Extra on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Also going on that month was one of the worst droughts in 60 years. The level of Lake Martin went down 10 feet, including docks that were no longer touching the water.
I went there during that drought. Is it Sinclair's that was on the lake?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so take the road and pull up, and there's like 23 feet of piling and nothing but cracked earth, you know, where the lake used to be.
Scary.
Yeah, the water was way out there. I was like, man, is this a situation that can even be...
We mentioned 1941, too, where the level of the lake was down 20 feet in the winter, I mean, in the summer. You imagine that?
It's 5 minutes after 8. Quick check on traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and we still have lots of traffic out there on the roadways. The boulevard is real crowded between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. We're also looking at our normal slowdown on I-65 southbound around the river bridges, so be careful there. If you're on the 31s, everything's cleared up. You got a clean ride right on into town. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, and on that subject, Blount Elementary is not on lockdown now. The situation, whenever you hear a gun in a school, you, your mind goes to the worst. And why wouldn't it? Because we've had so much of that kind of stuff. And it can certainly happen here if it can happen anywhere else. It turned out to be a dispute between two adults.
Quote-unquote adults.
I really hope that when this gets to the DA's office, they go after them with great zest, because that's just a delightful coping skill to demonstrate to students.
Jeez.
Pulling out a gun because we have a disagreement.
Second day of school.
And I really would like to know what got two people so worked up that they felt that was the only way they could solve the problem.
You took my parking space.
You know what?
That could easily be
that's,
it.
That's happened. There have been stories about horrible things that have happened because of something stupid like that, but that's the world we live in. 807.
Mr. Sandman.
And sometimes what you need to get away from all that great news is a good night's sleep or a nice nap. And here's the man that can make that happen for you.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, we can.
How are you, Mr. Sandman?
I am wonderfully okay.
Good.
Just spent 5 days with my grandkids. And
good.
Damn. Oh. Feeling good. All right, but back.
Well, there went that streak.
Yeah. That's from yelling at grandkids for 5 days.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, we're back at work. Got a great sale going on in Millbrook. It's been real busy. And let me just say, if you come in to Millbrook store, where we're closing the store down, and we have things, you're making real good deals on things, and you see something you like, buy it. We've already had people coming back and finding stuff gone that they were looking at a few days earlier. And, you know, it's going to be like that. People are going to come in, they're going to buy stuff, and it's going to be gone. It's not going to be replaced. So come fast and, you know, pick out what you want and go ahead and get it. You don't have to pick it up right away. You can hold it, you know, we'll hold it for you for a few days or a week or whatever. But, you know, it's not going to, you know, it's going to get gone real fast. Now, the Montgomery store, we are giving extra discounts on everything in Montgomery. Got a lot of great merchandise down there. And, you know, regular inventories. We got stuff coming in every week. We get trucks every week with new mattresses in it. Well, come see us. Headboards and beds, we're loaded with a lot of beds and headboards, great for college students. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery, 10 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. And you know, that sale is just really, if you need a mattress, you need to go up there. But you know, if you don't want to go up there, come to Montgomery. We'll give you a great deal in Montgomery also.
All righty. So, give us the location of that Millbrook store.
It is on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, next to a little Citgo station. We're in that little shopping center there. It's a 10,000-square-foot store with lots of inventory in it. We've got bar stools there. We've got some china cabinet. We've got some other stuff there. So it's just these some odds and ends that I need to get rid of. Come by and check us out.
I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Sandman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
8:10 is the time now. Last hour, I challenged you guys to give this some thought.
Yeah.
A study on general anxiety disorder. We all know we all have periods of worry and so forth, but what percent of the things that we worry about actually come to pass?
Probably a lot smaller than it's probably a small number, huh?
Who would I would like a percentage from each of you.
All right.
What percentage of stuff actually happens that we worry about? Jay?
I'm going to go with 3%.
Emily?
12.
I'll say 30%.
The answer is 8.6%, so Jay was closest without going over.
Wow.
91.4% of the stuff that people who were involved in the study worrying about did not come true. The most common percentage of worries that came true for people in the study was 0%. So while some people in the study did have worries come true, a lot of them didn't have a single bad thing actually happen.
Well,
so it's time, and, you know,
we do tend to worry, though.
I've been down that psychological road for good reason,
mm-hmm.
because you allow those, and you really do have the ability to control that. Mm-hmm. I worked with a woman who had a theory that there are only two spaces that we can live in on a daily basis, fear and love. So if you're sitting there worried or in a state of fear about something going bad, the technique was false expectations appearing real. Mm-hmm. That's the acronym that FEAR represents, false expectations appearing real. Mm-hmm. So the simplified version that she taught us to practice, fear is a lie. So when you feel those thoughts and those anxieties come on, just like this study proves, you know, in most cases, nobody had anything come true that they were worried about. And in the overall study, less than 10%.
Go back to FDR. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
You are correct, although Barney Fife took credit for that in an episode of Andy Griffith. He did. He said that to Opie and the boys because they had been blacklisted by a salve company, but that's a long story that we don't need.
Salve company?
Yeah, they were selling salve door to door. It's actually a pretty funny episode of the show because Barney and Gomer go up to this company in disguise and use fake voices, and it's pretty funny. And as always, Barney's brilliant ideas backfire, but, well, we don't have time for that right now. We got to get your local news.
Shazam.
And then we'll tell you what you can win with today's game.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it's all been cleaned up. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Gosh, all the mornings I drove past that Best Buy on the way to the radio station.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, you forget how much things change. I remember the first thing you'd see when you'd walk into that place 10 years ago was aisles and aisles of DVDs and stuff like that.
Yeah, what? I thought my world was over when Circuit City close their doors. Now they're what? They're Discount Dracula.
Dracula. Yeah, man. In fact, on the 15th of the month, we can start using some of our Halloween material. Discount. I got to get working on my blah.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
We have a nice prize to give away, and here with more on that prize, Emily Hayes.
Yeah, it's me. Here with Jay.
Hi.
I'm
Jay.
That's her sometimes friend.
Are you going to wear your get-along shirt, kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we're getting along fine. Are we not?
Oh, are we?
I thought we were.
You looked pretty chummy yesterday at our little gathering.
Yeah,
but they were drunk.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't. Not a lick of liquor.
A lick of liquor.
Anywho.
You can get your fill of a lick of liquor at...
No, actually, you can't.
No, you can't. You can get some wine.
You have there's a beer and wine option at the Seafood Bistro, right. But that's just two options to a menu full of great options for you to explore for lunch or dinner. You know, Monday through Thursday, they're doing the lunch special, which is the pick two thing, and that's phenomenal. That's something I think you would really enjoy. I know you haven't, Jay, been there in a hot minute, but it's got all your favorites. It's got your red beans and rice. It's got your dragon-style shrimp.
It's a wonderful, wonderful selection of food that you can get at the Seafood Bistro. As always, you want to do the starter pack. If you've never been, we always suggest go for the po'boy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find out everything that they've got to serve you at the Seafood Bistro at their website, theseafoodbistro.com, and you can check out their the apps. As far as the delivery apps, you can have it delivered. You can call it in and pick it up. You can just go over there and enjoy the meal, sit down, and just have a good lunch or a dinner if you want to do that as well. It is the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right. Do you have one of those rainy day conundrums that we have not used?
Do we not have one?
There's no unity on that, Jay. That's the most...
No,
that's
I don't want to do that one.
That one's ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I thought I did.
Oh, well, now the first one isn't bad, and we don't have a lot of time.
Where did it go?
The first one, we've done that one. But, you know, it's your call. Why did I even speak up? I'm a woman. I shouldn't have stepped into a conversation I was not invited to.
You bring this all on yourself.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Awful.
There you go. There's one.
Is there unity?
Yeah, there was unity on both.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
Emily.
I wondered if the government should return to the gold standard. I think it should. Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Yeah, they were going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing.
Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
I just thought it was a good time for you to be reminded.
Well, obviously I forgot my place and needed to be put back in it.
Today is August 8th, and it's, what is it, International Cat Day?
And it's husband's birthday.
Husband's birthday.
And CBD Day.
And CBD Day.
So give some CBD to your cats and your husband.
Those they do have at the CBD store.
They do.
They have pet products. And LaDonna Brooks has used them for her dog, which has a little arthritis issue in itself. Mm. But here is an international tribute to cats from around the world. And then we'll have traffic. Putty tats from different countries. To the cat with the German accent.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Conundrum coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour, and we see a couple of delays on I-85 southbound. There's one around the Chantilly Parkway area, so be careful in that vicinity. Also, there looks like there's a slowdown around the Ann Street area, so be careful if you're headed towards the downtown area. I-65's moving along without any delays. We don't see any problems on the 31s, and traffic on the boulevard is back to a normal flow. Your office location says it all. Synova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Uh-oh. Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore, because now there's the Inebriator, a breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, You're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Recently, the makers of the Juul e-cigarette testified at a congressional hearing over charges that they were marketing vaping of their product directly to teens. Please understand that flavors like bubblegum, chocolate milkshake, and chicken nuggets were never meant to target such younger demos. They hope you weren't offended and encourage you to try their newer, older demographic flavors like oatmeal, liver, and bran flakes. Again, if there was any misunderstanding of their intent to market to teenagers, they sincerely apologize. And happy vaping!
Stock market scares me, it's crazy as can be. Think it's pure insanity, they got a lot of my money. I can't stand a look, and my 401 is shook. Stocks are up, down, up, down, up, down. Retirement taking hits, IRA is hit and miss. First is money in the bank, then it's all gone away. Would you pass that fifth of Jack this way? Stocks going up, down, up, down, up, down. AMC and it's down there on my TV. Should have been buying more gold.
It's been such a weird period recently in the markets. One day it's way up, one day it's way down, and then there's a day where it's way down and then comes way back up again. You got to take Dramamine if you're going to be an investor.
Jeez.
Brad McDonald sorts all of that out for us at 5:10 weekday afternoons here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I think right now our issue is time. So why don't we do a deja vu conundrum? And that's one where we think we've done it before. And maybe we did, but maybe we didn't. Or maybe it was so long ago.
So it's deja vu all over again?
Yeah. But according to a survey, here we go again.
Survey says?
Yep. 60% of women said men are good at this despite not being good for much else.
Good at this, but not good at much else.
Yeah, this is the one thing 60% of women said. Well, they're really good at this, but the rest of it, eh. So if you think you know the answer to this one, 272-9228. Now, keep in mind that your phone call alone qualifies you for some great prizes we draw for tomorrow.
A growing list.
And that includes the latest entry to that list, as Bob Baumhauer has provided us with a tremendous tailgate to-go package that includes a tray of wings, gooey fries, chips and salsa, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. All you got to do is, when you get your certificate, call them when you want to have it, and it'll be there for you to pick up. Among other great prizes like the works from Don Duncan, the Clark's Club membership has great value, and of course we have gift certificates, $25 at Capital Oyster Bar from Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
So, 272-9228 is the number to call, even if you don't think you have the correct answer. Again, 6 of 10 women said men are good at this. If they're good for nothing else, they're good at this one thing. And we'll look forward to the explosion of calls coming our way.
All two of them.
Well, it takes time. You've got a 20-second delay.
That's true.
People
got to
give it some thought. Then they got to... What's the number again? 272-9228.
I don't know why people aren't just go ahead and program our number into
their phone. In Canada, that is 272-9228.
Dave.
Hi. Yo, how you doing, bub?
Good. Let's see if this is a deja fool conundrum for you. What's the winning answer?
I would say we're fantastic because I ran a steakhouse at cooking steaks on the grill.
Okay, you're saying grilling.
That's a good guess, and it's probably true. I don't know too many women who are good grillers.
Are you serious?
I have known more women than you have.
Well, I had
the way to put it.
Filet mignon and
ribeyes
at my steakhouse.
It's a guy thing, yeah.
It really is, and as long as you get them about 2 inches thick, like Dan Morris says, or it's, what's that creek called? Sweet Creek? Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves that place, don't he?
Yeah, he won't get fooled by them.
Again.
That Reed Ingram, he's crazy. Y'all have a good day.
Later.
Smoke and Otis.
What's up?
Hey, good morning, good morning. Hi. Hey, do you know what a Booyah Day is?
No,
I do not.
That's when you get the feeling you ain't never been here before.
All right, that said, what's your guess on this conundrum?
All right, how about making a mess?
Making a mess.
Yeah.
No, this is actually, you see, this is a quality that we have that if we're good for nothing else, men are good at this one particular task.
Yeah, well, after 43 years, that's all I hear from my wife is I'm good at making a mess.
Now, I think one of the better guesses was the grilling, but it's not grilling. What's another thing that guys are tend to be better at, perhaps, than women?
And many times, women ask us to do this for them.
Right.
Because we have nothing to fear but fear itself. What's your eensy-weensy answer here, Sam?
Honey, will you go out there and change the tire? How about some vehicle maintenance, Greg?
Oh. I'm sorry.
But style points. You earn a cheese slice for the listeners.
Your morning show is so good.
You thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
You're definitely in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You just gotta
the man with the white hat is Don Duncan for that. Yeah. All right, maybe Kenny from Maxwell has it.
News talkers. Good morning, everyone. Hey. I'm going to guess work around the house.
Oh, no. It is work, but it's not work around the house. It's
darn.
But it's kind of about making quick work of something.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kenny.
Yeah.
Let's try RB.
Picking up heavy things.
Oh, that's good. That's not it.
I am sorry. That's not it. What is this task that women call us in to do?
News talk. Who's this?
And 6 out of 10 say it's the only thing we're good at doing.
First letter of your last name.
Let's talk to Ethel.
Hey, Ethel.
I need my husband to open jars.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big, strong man. Yeah.
But not the right answer.
Not correct.
No, but that's a good answer.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. Scott? What is this gift? What is this skill we possess that the 6 out of 10 women say we're good at despite being not so good at other stuff?
We can drive.
Drive.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Scott. That is not the answer we need.
The way you said that.
Look at all the people we're qualifying for the drawing. You said we've done this before. We're after 10 calls already.
All right. Can I take that home with me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Johnny.
What's up?
Yeah, I say a good provider.
Good provider, okay.
It's not that.
All right, Dr. Pendyke.
Well, thank you. This salve has been good at curing the mange.
And Gomer, the goofball, looks like, how'd you do that? And Gomer will die in a home for the easily impressed.
Oh,
here is Jackson.
Hey.
I'm going to have to guess vehicle maintenance.
That's been guessed.
Okay.
But can you think of something else that a woman might ask you to do? Because she doesn't want to do it.
First letter of your last name.
Put up the clothes.
Put up the clothes?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Not it. Thanks for trying. Rick.
Opening jars.
That was guest.
Oh, changing light bulbs.
How many men does it take to change a light bulb anyway? One guy to get the beer and one guy to...
I love those jokes.
Is that what we need to do for the downstairs bathroom for you guys?
Yeah, there's still no light. And this is day five of our long national nightmare.
I'm down there because I drank a lot of water this morning.
Yeah.
What?
And I start, and the lights go off, and it's totally dark in there. Well, and I have to do it by sound. It's like radar.
It's been dark in there for 5 days now.
This is Dave.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So, my wife thinks I'm great at mowing the grass.
Actually, women think they're better at mowing the grass than men. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, how about taking out the trash?
Taking out the trash. Is, yeah. It's a guy thing, right?
Yeah.
Here, hold my beer.
I actually do think men are better at that than women, but...
taking out the trash?
I don't want the locks of my doors at the house changed by the time I go. So we'll just leave that one be. Thanks, Laura. Here's Max.
Killing the insects, killing bugs.
He says killing bugs. And guess what? That's the winning answer.
Spiders.
What was the
song?
Congratulations.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
That was Jim Stafford.
Jim Stafford.
If I'm not mistaken, that was 1974.
Yeah, Jay, you remember Jim Stafford?
Bell Records.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we had that at one time in here.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
When we were new and we were looking for, now I got Spider-Man in Times Square and that's it. Anyway, congratulations. You won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and qualified for our huge grand prize drawing tomorrow at the end of the show. Don't go away. And that, again, that package from Baumhauer's. Wow. The tailgate to go. Wings.
Spiders and snakes, though, the guys are good at, right?
That's right. We're good at, yes.
And that's the only thing, right?
Well, I think we come in.
We're good at grilling. We're good at grilling.
Good at grilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking the trash out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the city on the
Fixing the spark plugs on the car and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Changing oil.
Hey, baby. Wait a minute. Let me give this some. Hey, baby. Let me gap your spark plugs.
Jeez. Look at the time.
I went down to the Milbury McDonald's when we're done. 8:34. I am looking forward to visiting Brian Jewelry this Saturday. I might actually go up there thinking Christmas, too. I've got one task in particular I need to do. And that was at the request of Mademoiselle Goose, who sent me some jewelry she would like reconfigured into something different. But any reason is a good reason to go visit Lynn and the team at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. And it's never too early to start thinking about that next significant gift-giving occasion in your life. Whether it's a holiday or a birthday or an anniversary, you want to get something nice, but you just don't want to throw money on something to have a gift. So if you want to do it right, go to Brian Jewelry, talk to them about the person you're shopping for, man or woman, and let them go to work on ideas. They can actually create something from your imagination. If it's there, just tell them. You have to hire graphic designers and stuff. They will make it happen. Of course, the more time you have to work on it, the better. So don't let the next occasion sneak up on you. Get to Brian Jewelry, where for six decades plus, they've been helping people make occasion special with great gift ideas and suggestions. And of course, anything you buy there gets free care and cleaning for the lifetime if you own it, and repaired if you buy or design a watch at Brian Jewelry. They are there for you. That's the ultimate professional. Now, after 63 years in their freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville, go to brianjewelry.com, join their club, and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect, so don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal flow. We don't have any big problems for you. The boulevard's still busy, so watch out around that area. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any issues, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. A reminder again that Bainbridge Street is closed between Madison Avenue and Monroe Street until noon today for a construction project, so be careful if you have to pass through that area. Please be careful, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It would not be a good day to cut the lawn between about, let's say, 10 and 3. It would not be a good day to run 5 miles at noon. Heat advisory is in effect. Dangerous heat with the heat index 105 to 108 later on. High today 96. Scattered thunderstorms will develop and become, in generous supply later on this afternoon and this evening. Big heat produces big storms. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a warning or two. Our weather app will instantly alert you if you're under a warning. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow, dangerous heat again with the heat index 106 or higher. Scattered afternoon storms. Storms in a little better supply, I think. More storms to go around on Saturday. And then scattered storms on Sunday, which still triple-digit heat indices. Right now, 81 degrees. Don't even ask about the humidity. It's off the scale. Scattered clouds now at 838.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Your plumbing may be working fine right now. That's great. Do you know of any problems that may be, or do you wonder about any problems that may be lurking that you don't know about? I've got the whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Lukewire, and it's great peace of mind. I got a good report, but boy, I know some neighbors on either side of me, and one across the street, that came home after a vacation to a flood in their house because of a problem they didn't know that was lurking and became a big problem while they were away. So I suggest Plumbing by Lukewire. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. That whole house plumbing inspection, simply wonderful, and it's something you should consider. And they're ready to go, and they never charge any overtime when you call, any hour when you call. Plumbing by Lukewire. Let the professionals take care of you. 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
At 839.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us that the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it was all cleaned up. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett. Call them today, 285-0014.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We have two business leaders here in town with us this morning, Eddie and Sheila from Alcazar Shrine Temple, and you have an event coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, we had the ladies' fundraiser for Alcazar Shrine Temple. It's the arts and crafts show, and we're inviting everybody to come out and see what we have. It's inside, so it won't matter if it's raining. So just come on out and be with us. We'd love to have you.
Who creates the items that are going to be on display?
These are going to be local craft people that do oil paintings, do maybe homemade knives, carpenters that do woodwork, and we're going to have maybe needlework, and just a lot of talented people from our local area and out of town that's coming in.
These are, in a way, kind of lost skills, you know, especially woodcrafting and things like that.
Absolutely.
So to find people that are really good at these particular things, it's sort of a rarity. Would I be right on that?
Yeah. And it would not be too late for people that make, say, wooden toys for children or children's furniture or some of these new antique pie safes and cupboards to call Ms. Sherilyn Daniels. Her number is 334-467-9795, and they can get in. And this weekend, we would love to have anyone doing needlework, woodwork, making candles.
So if somebody wants to set up a booth, if they do have something they think is a fit for this event.
Absolutely, and they could set up tomorrow, and it's this Saturday and Sunday.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9 to 4 on Sunday at the Alcazar Shrine. That's certainly a well-known landmark locally. And again, the number to call if you're interested in becoming a vendor, 467-9795, and Sherilyn can help you with that. Is this the first year you're doing this? Or?
Yes, this is the beginning, and we've already got dates scheduled for next year.
Great.
August the 15th and August the 16th. So if individuals would not have an inventory of items this year, they could have for sale, start making, plan for next year, and we would love to have them.
I've been here a long time, and I'm getting better, because that's why I asked that question, if you had, if this was the first one,
right?
Because usually we have quite a few events that, you know, we celebrate every year.
Are recurring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the Temple Treasures Market, vendor and craft show this Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4, at the Alcazar Shrine Temple, and it's the ladies' fundraiser.
It's the ladies' fundraiser, and let me mention that we're going to have security, so they leave their items at night. They will not have to pack them up till the next day.
Great.
Which makes it nice. And
outstanding.
Yes, we do continue. We are going to continue, and we are going to get bigger and bigger year after year. This is going to be an annual event.
What are some of the things that the Shriner ladies like to help?
Well, we well, we help the actual Alcazar Shriners or the Shriners. Mm-hmm. Anything that we make goes to support them. If they need anything, we are there to back them any way that we can. Gotcha. So it goes right back into the temple. It's like a full circle, okay?
I don't want this question to sound dumb, but every once in a while I'll ask one. Is your Shriner organization connected by chapter to the hospital in Memphis?
Yes.
That is one of my favorite causes.
Understand, this is a fundraiser for operating Alcazar. Uh-huh. But, yes, we have 22 Shrine hospitals nationwide.
Wow.
Since 1922, at the inception of our first hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, we have treated over 1,100,000 children.
Wow, that's great.
With children that have cleft lip, mm-hmm. cleft palate,
right.
Orthopedic problems. Say a child is born without a limb, we have technology that is second to none where we can make prosthetics. And we can have children that don't have legs where they can ride bicycles, play ball, wow. go swimming. Cases of children without an arm that are now playing instruments. And yes.
I became a monthly supporter. It's just, you know, and for good reason, because it's so easy to get into a snit over something mm-hmm. so insignificant. Then you see these kids heroically taking on monumental challenges with a smile on their face.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so great that they do that work. And that so many, over 1 million have been helped. That's amazing.
Since 1922, over 1,100,000. Our budget for our 22 hospitals is over $2 million a day.
A day.
A day.
Wow.
So when you contribute to the Shrine Hospital, 100% of the donation goes to the hospital. There is no administration fee, no handling fee. We do this to help the children, and we're all volunteers.
They, when I see them, and I get letters, emails every month with yeah. featured kids who have overcome some, you know, I hate to use the word handicap because that sounds limiting, but who have had to face a challenge, you know, a child born without an arm who can now play, and they're so excited about it.
Right.
They are examples for everybody, other kids and adults.
Right.
And, well, that's just awesome. So we hope you have a huge first Temple Treasures Market this Saturday and Sunday at the Alcazar Shrine Temple. And again, the hours are 8 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday.
Thank you for being here.
Eddie and Sheila, appreciate your good work.
We thank you for allowing us to do this.
Sure.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank
you. That door is always open
okay,
for whatever
we'll
you want to
be back next year.
All right. Great.
Yeah.
And maybe sooner. Just drop in. We'd love to have visitors, don't we, here?
Yeah.
In Facebook jail. That's a long story. You don't need to get...
And thanks to your listening audience for their support.
Yep.
We've got good people that tune into this radio station and support it. And thank you for saying that. All right, it is 8:49, and we have some morning maroons to discuss in just a minute.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales, and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick in the High Point Town Center in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. And now, here's the compliment of the day from a guy with a deep voice. You look amazing. I love what you did with your hair today. You're gonna rock it at work. There. Have a great day, and remember that you're awesome.
3 men and a lady on News Talk 93.1 FM welcoming former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I got to reprise one because we did this very early in the show today, our rocket scientist nominee. I've got to include her because I lost the sheet in my bureaucracy over here.
Oh?
You know, I come in, everything, you see it, stacked, organized. By 8 o'clock, it looks like the government was here.
Yeah.
There's papers everywhere, things get misplaced.
It looks like the government was here.
Well, that's what the government does. They make things more complicated.
The government kills trees.
Yeah. So we're going to reprise the lady who decided it would be funny to pose for a picture with an octopus, a live octopus, on her face. It bit her. The poison that octopi used to fend off predators poisoned her, and she's looking at months and months of recovery on antibiotics and other stuff.
Right.
And maybe a brain transplant along the way. Nominee number two is a 61-year-old, what, guess what state?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, Florida. Fitzroy Morton has been charged.
Shut up. What is that name again?
Fitzroy.
That's an amazing name.
It's a combination. It's a combination of Fitz and
Roy.
That's a classic. That's a classic.
Fitzroy.
Facing three felony charges, but wouldn't have been apprehended when he decided to take on a nearly toothless South Florida woman.
Nearly toothless? That's in the article.
61-year-old Alice Coleman bit him with what she had left in her mouth.
I've been gummed.
I've been gummed to death.
And that's how
Fitzroy
was brought to justice. But wait, it gets better.
Oh, no.
But wait, there's
more.
Oh, no.
We have a bride who had a $15,000 wedding dress. $15,000 wedding dress.
Okay.
It is ruined, and here's why, in her own words. I gambled on a fart and lost.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can sneak this out. Oops. $15,000 down the drain, literally.
Yeah.
For a crappy dress. So we've covered a lot of ground here, but who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I think I'm just going to abstain.
Abstain?
You can't abstain. Look that word up, Jay.
Abstain?
Abstain. U-B-S-T-A-I-N.
Let's go. His boy, Fitzroy.
His boy, Fitzroy.
All
right, we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Honorable mention to the parent at the school this morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, that may be a nominee tomorrow. I want to know what was so damn big.
Nothing. Nothing is big enough that you bring out a weapon at a school.
At the elementary school, you know.
Unless it's a weapon that was brought against you and you're defending.
Well, I'm very curious for more details on it. I'm also very curious to see how the 94 people running for mayor will react to it.
The 94 people.
They're going to end it. They'll make sure that.
How? Like,
well, that's the only part we don't know.
I mean, I can go out there and be like, I'm running for mayor.
Fat Adolf Hitler is on Fox. Holy
fat
cow.
Version. That's what he would have looked like if he would have eaten a little more.
From the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, no less. A great example when it comes to physical fitness to the rest of the police department.
Does that say fraternal or fat-ternal?
Honest to God, it looks like it looks like Hitler went to the buffet. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to talk to him and tell him what he looks like.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal flow. We don't have any big problems for you. The boulevard's still busy, so watch out around that area. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any issues, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. A reminder again that Bainbridge Street is closed between Madison Avenue and Monroe Street until noon today for a construction project, so be careful if you have to pass through that area. Please be careful, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Hey, let's spend the last couple of minutes of our show before News and Views, the highly rated News and Views. And welcome our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. And hey, big event's a week from today, right?
Hey, we have got a big event. Matter of fact, I got two very big things to push here. Free beer and dancing girls.
Free beer and dancing girls?
Yeah.
We can get those at Prattville Farm Center?
At that event.
Ah,
at that event. Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's an old marketing trick. That's a bait and swap. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers, grilled hot dogs and hamburgers, and, of course, sweet tea and soda water.
Okay.
Served, now, honestly, served by some very attractive young girls that I've hired to serve my guests at this function. And they're not going to dance. But anyway, it's a big deal. We're going to have some local businesses there, which is different than last year. We've got... Cat House Marine, Dee Dee, and the Northingtons there out on Millbrook. Cat House Marine's coming. Mr. Frank Johnson at Prattville Outdoors is coming. Mr. Rick down here at Archery Unlimited here in Prattville, he's going to be there. So we've got some good local businesses that are going to come and have special deals that night for folks that come. This is a free event, Greg.
And that's at the Dossler Center, correct?
It is. At the Dossler Center, starting.
You know what's exciting about this is that this is something you started at Prattville Farm Center a number of years back, and now it's grown to something really, you know.
It has. It's grown, and I would like for it to just be a... And actually, I renamed it. I used to call it Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, and I renamed it this year to Prattville's Hunter's Night Out, just to emphasize that it's a community event. We're not just something for hunters, but for all the outdoor sportsmen, fishing included, archery included, will be represented there. Mr. Frank Johnson at Prattville